victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Had the keys to the bottomless pit. Thank God, taken from Satan and from death, and was able to walk victorious out of the tomb just as He said He would. I thank God that He laid His life down as the sun went down, that we could resurrect anew in the likeness of Christ. I'm glad that He gave us life today. If you will, turn your Bibles to Revelation chapter 4 and 5 this morning as we're going to look. You say, oh, no, He's got two chapters. I missed last Sunday. Got to make up for it somehow. We're going to cover what God said for us too, and we'll be in that for just a few moments of time. More reading's going to come out of chapter 4 than preaching, as far as I know, but we'll let the Lord take care of that. After this I looked, and it says in verse 1 of chapter 4, and behold, a door was open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. The book of Revelation is a book that was written in three parts: what was, what is, and what is to come. And that's how we have to look at it. It has different parts, different sections for what has happened, what's happening now, and what's going to happen in the future. So he's going to see here to show us the things that will be hereafter, future events that's going to take place. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne, and he that sat on it was to look like a jasper and a sardine stone. There was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen a rainbow here shining in its brilliance and how they can look, but this is going to be a bow like we've never seen before, as it encompasses around the throne of God, and it's going to be so brilliant, so magnificent in its sight that it's going to be so beautiful. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats were 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold, and out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there was seven lamps of the fire burning before the throne, which were the seven spirits of God. We see the seven church ages that it just had talked about. We see in Revelation in chapters 2 and 3 there that it talks about the seven different church ages and the seven churches that were in the area there of Asia Minor. And we see the seven spirits of God here now in the throne room of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast as a flying eagle. And the four beasts, and each of them had six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not night, day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts gave glory and honor and thanks to Him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fell down before Him that sat on the throne and worshipped Him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Now we look here into a future events of heaven. When we see the crystal sea before the throne of God, that's God's people that's there together as the crystal sea before Him there, that's going to be able to worship Him, to be in the throne room of God, to be able to cast those crowns back at His feet. Thank God, one day is going to be a glorious time that we're seeing here in Revelation, that John's being privileged to be able to see what's going to take place still in future events. And thank God, I'm going to be there, and the saved of God are going to be there together, gathered to lay those crowns back at His feet, to give the one that is worthy of glory His glory that He so deserves. The crowns that we can lay up for ourselves in heaven here are nothing for us to keep, but things that we can lay back at Jesus' feet. And I pray that we're working, each one of us, to earn crowns down here, to lay up there, to be able to put back at His feet one day when we're gathered, just as it's talking about here in the throne room of God. And what a wonderful time it's going to be that we should get excited about. It's time for us to break off the old hard shell of being backward and being indifferent about being able to praise God, and let our voices be heard, and let our lights be seen, that we can shine forth for God. I tell you, this week, seeing the kids get excited about the skits that was taking place, let me tell you, they can get excited about real life. Because sometimes, just as they said, I wasn't expecting that to happen. As one of the characters revealed who he was there one night, said, I wasn't expecting that. Let me tell you, there's a lot of people ain't expecting what's coming on the horizon because they're not looking. It's going to be a surprise to some folks, but it ain't going to be to the house of God. We're going to know what's supposed to take place because God's give us His Word. And I'm thankful this morning that we have one that is victorious. I thank God here in chapter 5 we're going to see Him here as He's going to raise up as a lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. As He's going to be able to take the book from God. And He's going to be able to break the seals. And going to be able to give to us those judgments there that we're going to see passed out on the rest of the world. But thank God we're going to be gathered with Him in heaven. But there's one going to be worthy that's going to be able to break those seals. We're going to see John weep much because there wasn't a man found that could be able to loose those seals. But there was one that stood up in the midst of the 24 elders. There was one that stood up in the midst of the four beasts. And he saw him and he knew that he was going to be able, as he looked upon him, as the angel told him, hush, you're weeping, because there is one. Thank God he's still one today. His name's Jesus Christ. Chapter 5, verse 1, and I saw on the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals, seven being the number of perfection in God's timetable and God's number table. Here we see, had seven seals upon it, and these seals are going to be loosed upon the world that is unsaved, those that's going to be left behind, those that are going to be here to go through that tribulation period. And my friend, I've told you before, I'm going to tell you again, we ain't seen nothing yet. We ain't in no tribulation period. We're seeing hard times, but it ain't nothing like this time's going to be when these seals are broken. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And let me tell you, the one is worthy. His name is Jesus, and thank God that I know Him and He knows me. Most importantly, that He knew me before I knew Him. That He died for me on the cross of Calvary. That He gave His very best that I could be saved. That I wouldn't have to see these judgments that's going to take place. That I won't have to stand before that great white throne judgment. That I'm not going to be cast out into hell. I'm not going to suffer that kind of persecution and that kind of fire, because it tells us that the judgment that's going to happen. Remember the rich man and Lazarus that said in hell, the rich man lifted up his eyes. Let me tell you, there's a hell that's just as real as there is a heaven that's real today. And it's our obligation, it's our responsibility to shun that place of hell and choose Jesus and able to go to heaven. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy? Today, who is worthy? We look at one of our lessons this week, looking at heroes and putting people up on pedestals. Let me tell you, the greatest hero I ever known was Jesus Christ and the great feat that He did that day at Calvary. And He is able to save the world. It wasn't from an atomic bomb. It wasn't from some kind of old dirty germ bomb that they made out here and saved at the last minute. Thank God He saved me from death and hell. He saved me from the devil's hell, and I don't have to go there. It should be enough to get us excited this morning. It'll be all right if I bust a stitch. God will put her back in place. And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. Let me tell you, the things that God has done, man ain't able to look upon. We ain't able to, in our greatness, to be able to even scratch the surface of the things that God's been able to do. In verse 4 it says, and I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. Let me tell you, John was weeping. There wasn't nobody in sight that was able. He didn't know nobody in sight that was able. He knew that he wasn't able because he was a man of flesh and he knew he couldn't open the things of God. But I thank God that God gave us His Word, something we can open, something we can study. Bible school is great and it's wonderful to learn. But let me tell you, we need to get into Bible study. We need to get into Sunday school. We need to get into preaching service. We need to get into Wednesday night. And we need to get into at-home Bible study to know the Word of God. Something we can open that He's given us, His spoken Word that we can read and study. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, He prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Let me tell you, that ought to make the church say amen right there, because the Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. The one that was coming to be the sacrifice has prevailed, and He's victorious today. Excuse me. I'm getting a little hot. And behold, lo, in the midst of the throne and the four beasts and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. Let me tell you, if we looked around here today and saw the spirits that's around us, so as I was studying a little bit about angels, and in the book of Revelation, John looks and he sees 10,000 times 10,000s and hundreds or thousands of thousands of angels that was in heaven. And let me tell you, that's a great number that's there to serve God in His heavenly realm. To serve Him in His heavenly realm that He's created. And the angels that do the things. But let me tell you, we got ones that help us out. That are there to be our guardian angels that look over us. And we got God watching over us all the time to help us out of situations that we get in. But let me tell you, there's demonic forces out there. You remember those demons that were in the herd of swine? They're still alive today. The demons that possessed the different ones that was cast out, let me tell you, they're still there today. The one we talked about where one spirit was cast out, went and found his buddy and brought seven back to fill up the space and it be worse than it was before, they're still alive today. Angels don't kill angels. Demonic spirits can't be killed. But let me tell you, thank God, because of God's victory, we're on the winning side. The angels are on the winning side. Satan and his demons are going to be placed in a place one day where they can't aggravate us anymore, and it all just make us shout with joy to know Satan is going to get his final judgment. And it says, and when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them their harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. Do you know that your prayers are being bottled up? Do you know you're saints right now? That's right. We're saints. We ain't dying to be angels. Uh-uh. God created the angels for His service. He created mankind for worship, to worship Him. To worship Him. And he's bottling up those prayers of the saints. Deuteronomy chapter 33 and 3, I believe it is. Is that right, Alan? Yeah. Deuteronomy 33 and 3, that's where we're first called saints in the Word of God. First referred to as saints. That ought to make us just know, you don't have to have gray hair to be a saint. Uh-uh. No, you can be young and be a saint. You can know Jesus as your Savior and become a saint. Thank God. We become more experienced saints the longer we walk with Him. And the closer home we get, just practicing to get till when we get there. And verse 9 it says, and they sung a new song. Are you practicing this morning? Hayden said this week, he said, I ain't had time to practice. He said, it's my turn to sing, and been busy vacation Bible school. And Jake come in this morning. Jake learned the song that they played, the tune there too, to sing Amazing Grace. And then boy, they're doing real good. And as they come together to do that, and that's great. You're using your talents for God. And then I was singing while they were practicing, and then they said, well, you can just sing with us. So if you don't want to get drug into something, keep your mouth shut sometimes. But I was glad to be able to do it because I missed last Sunday so bad. I thought, I can make up a little extra. I can make up a little extra. Get a little closer. It's always good to get close to God. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, and to open the seals thereof, for Thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred, tongue, and people, and nation. Just think about that. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy to loose the seals, to open the seals thereof, for Thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us. Redeemed us. To God by the blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation, and had made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Did you ever think of yourself as a king or a priest or a princess and a queen? We're God's people. That's what He told us. We're ours and joint heirs with Christ. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. What's that number, preacher? I don't know. I don't know how many thousands of thousands they were. But 10,000 times 10,000, I believe, is 100 million. That's a lot. You can bet there's a great number of them there, and there's enough to carry out all His work. To carry out His work. He's not created any more from the time He created them. And not took any away. Some was cast down. But there's the same number still there. saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." And every creature, listen, and every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, "Blessing, honor, glory, and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and upon the Lamb forever and ever." That didn't leave anybody out. The creatures in the sea, those even in the earth, were saying, "Blessing and honor and glory and power." Why should it be strange for us to give them the same same praise and same worship for our lips now? Let's don't wait till that time when everybody's together. Don't be just a fire weather fan. Let's get on board right now and give Him honor and praise. Each and every one of us can do it. And we've all got different ways. If you do it different than I do, what's important is that we all give Him praise in whatever way that's in our heart to give Him praise. With our lips, with our voices in song, maybe a tear shining coming down from your eye, maybe a lifted hand. There's so many different ways that we can give praise to God. Let's just give Him His praise that He's due forever and forever, because He's the one that's worthy. He was the one that was worthy to sign my pardon. He was the one that was worthy to set me free from the sin that had me bound and had me determined to go to a devil's hell. But Jesus signed my pardon. And when He handed me the piece of paper and said, "Would you take that if I sign it?" And I said, "Yes, I will." He signed my name to it and gave me my pardon. Signed my name upon a home there in heaven. And I'm glad today that whenever I'm there in the midst of that crystal sea before the throne of God, putting the crowns back at His feet, He's talking about us right now that are living, that we're going to be here during this time. This is something that we're going to be in the future doing as children of God. Not just a story that's being told, not just a fable, but something that has already taken place in the future that John was allowed to see. That's going to be real, just as real as we are today. Listen, let me tell you, what a blessing it's going to be in the throne room of God. Won't have to worry about Him dying as the sun went down anymore. Won't have to worry about Him being mocked by His people around Him and mocked by His family that knew Him and said, "Who is this? We know that that's David's son from down there. He's just a carpenter. Who is he to say that he's got this power and he's here to do the will of his father? His father's David." Boy, I wish DNA testing had existed back then. He'd have really stumped them, wouldn't he? They could have found his mama's side, but there ain't no way they's going to get a sample from God. Well, let me tell you, he is real. And this is going to take place. Are we prepared? Are we ready? Do we know Him? Do we have His blood applied to our life? Are we ready to be part of this gathering in heaven? Are we ready to be gathered around the throne room of God? When's it going to take place, preacher? I'm not sure. It's still future. It's still here to come, because we're still here. We're still alive on this old sin-cursed earth, the land of the dying, going to the land of the living. Until we get there, it can't take place. It can't take place, because all God's children are going to be there. They're going to be gathered together in the throne room of God. Blessing, honor, glory, and power be to Him that setteth upon the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. I don't know about you, but I still can't grasp that concept of time, eternity. Because we have these watches and things that hinder us here that we get tied down to, schedules and different things, and we got to be here by this time, there by that time, and all these things. There we won't know the schedule. Won't have to worry about it. Ain't got no place to go. We're just going to stay around the throne room of God. Sing together. Our voices won't wire out. Won't have sinus problems. Won't have to have CPAP machines and blood pressure pills and glasses. and all them things, and anybody that's got a CPAP machine, you ought to say hallelujah. We ain't going to need them there. I had to have mine before they let me go out of recovery the other day. But thank God, we won't know the ailments of these bodies. Oh, I'm going to have some eyes to look upon my Savior like I've never had before. The ones that I used to have that could see good, they're still nothing compared to the ones that God's going to give me in that glorified body. And the four beasts said, Amen, and the 24 elders fell down and worshipped Him that liveth forever and ever. You know, this week our Bible school was called Follywood, and talking about the falsehoods and things that Hollywood proclaims to be great. And this week they were giving out them awards that we talked about here one night. They were giving out their nominations for these films and their actors, all this stuff for them to get their rewards here. And you know what? The top movie that was nominated for all those fancy awards that they're going to give out that men think so much of, was the name of it was American Horror Story Asylum. Received the top nominations of the awards. Now you get movies like Courageous and different ones that we've watched here, and Facing the Giants and Flywheel and the different ones that we've watched here that are Christian based, that are good movies, that's got great messages. They don't usually make it very high in their ratings. They don't get the nominations. They don't have the blood, gut, and gore. They don't try to tell an old evil story. One of the verses was, I'll set no evil things before my eyes, or no wicked things before my eyes. Let me tell you, people are doing it in groves. There was one that was advertised last night. I think it was Evil Dead or something or another. And people get fascinated with that. Freddy Krueger's and the Jason Voorhees and Michael Myers of the world. More people flock to see those movies. The urban legend movies and the killing that takes place, the Scream movies that's out there. Boy, they make four or five of them and all this stuff. People just follow them and keep going to them. But you have a good movie that's got a good story. It's got hope. It's got encouragement. Points you to the place called heaven where this is going to take place. And oh, that's no good. We can't say things like that. We can't say things like that about calling people sinners. We can't do that. That's politically incorrect. We can't tell them what they actually are. We can't call sin sin no more because somebody's feelings will get hurt. That's garbage right out of hell that he's selling to people today. If we're a sinner, we're a sinner. If we're saved, we should be saved. And there should be a difference. There should be a difference. We are all sinners saved by grace. And we should walk and act accordingly. But we need to worship Him that liveth forever and ever. I'm glad that grave couldn't hold Him. I'm glad death's bonds couldn't keep Him from slipping out. I'm glad when He went down to hell and took the keys from death and hell from Satan, that He couldn't keep Him there. Don't you know that Satan thought he had won? He might have even been rattling them keys, say, look here, I've got him, he's dead. Till he walked up and said, give me them. What are you doing? You know you've lost. See, I'm victorious. I've resurrected. I'm going to put my blood on the mercy seat and pay for mankind. Satan, you thought you were smart, but you only proved how dumb you really were. You used your people, and my Father allowed you. Caused my death, but I laid my life down to save the world. I tell you, that ought to put a smile on your face. I can just see it now. Satan quaking in his shoes at the presence of Jesus when he walked into his room. And friend, I can't tell you how happy I'm going to be, because I can't stand it right now. When one day I go into his throne room, this body couldn't take that much joy. It just bust all apart. It just bust all apart. But we can know joy in serving Jesus. We can gather in His house and give Him praise and worship. We need to practice laying down the rewards at His feet and not think that I've done anything in myself. because I can't. I can't stand here without my Jesus. I can't preach without His unction. I can't speak without Him speaking. And I thank Him that He gave me His love that I can love like He does, because He's never stopped loving me. And I can love mankind. Don't like what their deeds may be, but I can love them and try to point them to Jesus. Are we working to do that today, church? I think we've made a good dent this week in trying to point kids, but there's more than just kids out there. Yes, we need to get them as early as we can, but there's adults that are hurting that need love from God's people. There are young people that are needing, because they don't have good home lives. They don't have people that's trying to instruct them. And if we can bring them to church and they can see the Word of God and they can hear the Word of God and they can see people living out the Word of God, they can take it home and do the same thing as well. Maybe their family come. We can't do too much to further God's Word. We need to be busy. That when we are standing there together, that someone else that we talk to here will be prepared to meet in the throne room of God, to be part of that crystal sea before the throne, ready to lay back at Jesus' feet the rewards, the crown of life. Without that crown, we're not going to receive anything else. We have to know Him as our Savior and receive the crown of life. First and foremost. And then we can do the things that God's Word instructs us to do, that we can lay up more to lay at His feet. As we get a song prepared this morning, so I ask Jill to come back to the piano. In just a few moments of time, I'm going to ask you to get your red hymn book. And we're going to turn to page number 157 and sing a verse of Trust and Obey. But as we stand to our feet, I want everyone to bow your heads and close your eyes. As she's going to start playing softly. As you stand to your feet, please. All heads bowed, all eyes closed. No one looking around in the church. Is there one here this morning to say, "Preacher, I'm lost. And I'm not going to be part of that, but I want to be. I want to be in the throne room of God one day. I want to be there to see that rainbow round about that encompasses in a circle that's not broken, that its brilliance shines as an emerald. I want to see that crystal sea and be part of it. I want to see the one that's worthy, that bears in His body the only things that's ever entered into heaven that's man-made, the scars that man made in His body for our salvation. The piercing of His hands and His side and His feet. Friend, He loves you so much this morning that He laid down His life that you could live. Would you just lift your hand and say, "Preacher, pray for me. I'm lost and I need to be saved. I'm missing something in my life and I know it. Pray for me that I'll trust Him. I won't come to you. I won't make an example out of you. I just want to pray for you."